The following radio program was made possible by partners of Sought Out Global Ministries.
And whatever God has to do to cause a nation to be preserved and to be turned around, then you find that he is making decisions upon the heart of the people. So let's turn it to today. Where is America? Where's her heart? She has forgotten her first love, what she's called to do and be, how she was founded, what she was made great for. She's fallen asleep in that. Where we are today in America, people are waking up to, because we're in trouble. And we are so badly out of sorts with God right now. But he's bringing her back around if she'd respond.
In a few short months, Americans will select a new president. And when it comes to praying for our nation, we know that God calls us to that task. But if God does not violate free will, then isn't he just giving the people the leader they want? Today on Sought Out Radio, we discuss the role as Christians in the process of selecting our leader. Do we pick our leaders, or does a sovereign God do it regardless of our prayers? Find out as we discuss a spiritual attitude towards the 2016 election. That's next, right here on Sought Out Radio. And we welcome you to Sought Out Global Radio. I'm your host, Mark Grote, and I'm joined once again with Sought Out Ministry leaders Herb and Bethany Marks. Welcome to the program, you guys.
Hey, good to be here.
So good to have you back and rested from a Hawaiian vacation. I see you all looking wonderfully tan and rested. I assume that you had some great peace while you were away.
Oh, it just... it's beautiful there. Bethany and I were in Kona, and the atmosphere, as soon as you get off the plane, you know, it's more humid there, but it's got this sweet smell, and the color is just like sensory overload. What a beautiful place.
It was good.
And love the ocean.
Yes, I bet. And I'm sure you got, Herb likes the wind for everybody who's there, and I'm sure you got plenty of wind while you were there.
Oh, wind every day.
Uh-huh. And Bethany, you're rested, I trust, as well. Yes?
Oh, yes. Much more relaxed, especially after that coffee float, hot coffee with coconut ice cream. Gotta try it.
Sounds good. Well, to all the listeners, we welcome you back and thank you for joining us today. And our topic for today is one that I think is timely. And Bethany reminds us it's probably not too unique in some respects, but we think that we're going to bring a perspective on this topic that is unique. And this is about the election and what's coming up in the fall. And we're about to elect a new president one way or another. We're going to have a new president in the fall. And there's a lot happening right now in the church as people debate for one leader or another, or perhaps neither one. And whichever the case may be, there's going to be a different leader. And I think that there's some questions that have been running around in our minds. And Herb, you were praying today and you felt like, you know, you're being challenged by God about whether we are as a people in touch with what God is doing, and or are we just kind of voting off of our values and opinions? Not that values aren't important. I believe they truly are. In the absence of hearing God, I believe that we should base things off of our values and the things that God has shown us. But there is a better way. And I believe that if we pray with heaven in something as opposed to praying to heaven with something.
Okay, that's good.
We truly can partner with heaven in a way. We can partner with what God is doing and begin to pray with what the Holy Spirit is doing in our culture, in our families, and our churches, right?
Yeah. My thought is, Mark, that this nation was birthed and sustained by God. But to go further than that, on miracles, when you look at throughout all of the history of America, I had such an enjoyable read. I finished a book 32 times, 32 miracles, 32 times when God intervened for this country over the years in amazing miracles. And through the birthing of America, all the way through to even present time, through the world wars, and because people prayed. And this is not a program so much as to who you ought to vote for. This is a program right now where we're talking to the people who call themselves by his name, that we not find ourselves being pulled into all of, you know, the dirt and sand being thrown in the air. And I don't even want there to be any kind of where there would be shouting matches or debates, you know, with other people about who should be in there, who shouldn't, and who did this and who did that. The fact is that God can change the heart of a king in a heartbeat. And Scripture bears that out. This is a country founded by God, and I know that she has wandered away. I believe the Lord is prepping this mighty nation for another outpouring. But I also know that what's coming up in you know, in the fall, as you mentioned, Mark, is something that every believer needs to be involved in, but especially that we're not being caught up in the fanfare and the distractions and the media. Oh my gosh, the media. And but rather, we have found our way through intercession and prayer, and that we've become stable in the area of discovering what he's saying. Because God would say something to each one of us if we would take time in his presence. Mary, Martha, you know, when Martha was so excited to have Jesus under the roof of her house, she was running around. And yet there are multiple qualities about Martha, you know, that she's a godly woman. Mm-hmm. But Mary stayed at the feet of Jesus nonetheless. And it was there that Mary got insight that Jesus had to pull Martha aside and say, hold on, you're getting spun up here. There's only one thing that we need right now. And yet Martha was so upset that there were so many things that she could see through her natural sight and all of the needs. On a horizontal level, Martha got actually distracted and lost her true north. And Jesus was very kind as he said, Martha, you got all these things. Here's all the things that you're trying to correct. There's only one thing, and Mary has that. And I want to remind all of us, if we don't spend time, then we're going to be, I don't think we're going to be very effective at all as a church. And it's the church that's got to rise. We have to get up and do this thing. But it's only from being in the presence of God, first of all. 32 miracles, and there are more, I'm sure, but the 31 that are recorded you know, caught on record. Yes, that's right. I mean, these are caught on record. And the fact is that mainstream social media won't tell you that, but God is very active because people pray. And we can't lose that. I think that we need to refocus, recognize that there will be, Mark, as you said, a president in the White House this fall. But we as believers had better get on our faces and get the job done, or else we're going to be rendered helpless, ineffective, and we will not take our place in history if the church gets all spun up in opinion sharing and you know, just throwing all kinds of, I mean, we could get so caught up in this thing that we'll start fighting one another, for Pete's sake. We can't fall to that. We got to get on our faces, get a hold of what he's saying, and then stay true to that.
On Twitter, Franklin Graham has been talking about who would make America great again, and he got a little flack for it, but I have to say, if you go look, he has one that's really doing well, and it's the picture of praying hands with the American flag over top, and he says, will you pray in terms of, you know, America will be great again because God's involved, and will you pray? So I like that there are people stepping up and asking us to pray, but praying is for sure the route we need to go. We need to get God's view and pray his morality, his integrity, his, you know, it's such a, I can't, I don't, and the people in the political mountain. It's got to be a lot of pressure, and we need to be praying for people too, whether they are, nobody's perfect. If they claim to love God, they need prayer. If they don't know God, they need prayer. We need to be more, we need to value people more and pray for people and pray and ask God his opinion and get his view, period.
I 100%, I completely agree, because the prayer is the spiritual response on the part of us believers, as we are supposed to be spirit people first. And the natural man does not understand the things of the spirit. They are considered foolishness to him. And one of the things that I think about to what we're discussing today is really a battle between the religious spirit and the political spirit. And neither territory is where we should be. Because the political spirit is about making law, and the religious spirit wants to enforce law. But they both are wrapped up and obsessed with law and legalism and control.
That's why Donald Trump's gotten such a wave, is he's not doing the political usual. He's very unreligious, to the point of getting criticized. I think that's why people are resonating with him. They're done with that. So hopefully that would drive us as a people, as a country, to pray that God's will be in our country. I feel like most of us, if we were really honest, feel like we've been in a balance for a while.
Yeah. A businessman approached me the other day and said, how come you're not putting out there who to vote for? And I turned to him and I said, and I bet you haven't taken time in God's presence to ask his opinion now, have you? And he kind of got the sheepish look, and he said, no, I haven't. I said, you go do that first. And it isn't that we go before the Lord to ask his opinion as to who to vote for. It has everything to do with the fact that, God, your will be done. And I believe that you're going to find there will be some shaping. See, I don't, again, people want to be told what to do. And we've got to stop that. We need to go before the Lord and get his mind and get his opinion and let him shape in us a fire far greater than who it is that will get into the White House, because the fire that he's going to build in his people and is building in his people is a fire of the Holy Ghost. When you know, the scripture speaking, I will baptize you in the Holy Ghost and with fire, has to do everything with holiness. And also the representation of the kingdom of God on behalf of loving people, the climate, the very climate and atmosphere of the kingdom, which is our inheritance, which brings freedom to people, healing for their bodies, and freedom from things that tear at people's minds, and to, you know, bring people into a place of the love of God. You know, our tagline this year for Sought Out in our home encounters is encounter pure love. There's only one person who is pure love. That is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You know, when I was thinking about this very thing within the church, where we could become distracted as we get closer to very controversial views as to who we are even going to put in the White House, the fact is most of us can remember the story of Jericho, the walls of Jericho, and how they came tumbling down, which was a miracle in itself, because the base of the walls were wider than it was high. And so to have those walls come down is an utter miracle. But listen to the storyline. They sent out worshipers, and the people were told to march around seven times. But those first six times, Mark and Bethany, were the fact that they were to remain silent. And then on the seventh time, they were to be in unison with one sound. And then the miracle took place, and the walls of segregation came down, did they not? And so what we see here is God didn't allow the people to even carry conversation or murmuring or to get into shouting matches with each other. He kept them quiet. He kept them vertical. And then on the seventh time they went around the mountain, something was worked in them out of obedience. that the first and the second and the third trip around the mountain, or the wall, I mean to say, probably they were still nervous. But there's something about staying at it, staying obedient, and staying vertical that changes the heart, so that they had a single solitary voice that in that kind of unison, a miracle happened. And I have to say, I don't believe that's too small for us as a church, the church across America, that if we would go vertical, get his opinion. Meanwhile, pray for one another. Don't get into distractions or shouting matches as to who should do what or that. And we'd be a praying people. I believe that our voice is going to make a sound, is going to create a miracle for the nation, because truly it is God is our answer, not who's in the White House.
Well, and we both know that, you know, Scripture says, if my people would humble themselves and pray, that God will heal our land. And so, you know, Bethany, I don't see a passion for prayer for politics. I look at Facebook, and my anecdotal research of that is that people love to talk about politics far more than they love to talk about God. And that they often only engage their faith in politics to make a point, as if to suggest that God supports one party over the other on both sides. And so I feel like sometimes there is more of an appetite to talk about politics than there is about talking about God. But the prayer thing, really, it comes back to me. Why isn't there more of an appetite to pray for the country? 4 years ago, my wife and I hosted a prayer night at our home. We invited 150 different people, and only one person or one couple came. It was just shocking to us that so few people wanted to come and pray, that there wasn't some desire on their part to intercede. It's almost, I don't know if they also think that it, what's happening in the faith community today, where we have two leaders, neither one that seems to fit the mold of, I would say, the typical person in church. So that's got to be messing with people's minds. And I wonder if that's something that God is allowing to happen, you know, in his wisdom, and maybe with a little bit of humor.
And yet more Republican voters turned out to vote for Donald Trump in the history of the state. So people are engaging.
But
why?
And that's the question, why? But is Trump God's man?
Careful, guys.
No, I know, but that's a hypothetical question. It's not actually one that...
Well, I think that's a question that's rhetorical. Out there that people are asking, so it's okay to ask it. But, you know, some people might think that, well, wait a minute, Herbert, are you going to hedge the question? We're not going to tell you who to vote for.
No.
See, but we're certainly seeing the landscape in the political arena being turned on its ear, upside down,
right,
by what's going on, because there's the people are responding to the sound, and we don't know if it'll last and go clear into the fall and have the results that, where all of a sudden this will take them straight to the White House. We don't know that. But we are seeing the people respond, because they're rising up out of frustration. And here's the sound of I will protect you, because I think Americans felt pretty vulnerable. And both of the major candidates are now speaking about fighting for you, which is, on the Clinton camp, and then Make America Great Again. Of course, we know that one from the Trump camp. Both of them are talking about how we're going to take care of you. But there seems to be a lot of reaction on both sides. I mean, I don't remember the last time where we had demonstrations outside of where a convention was taking place. So there is indeed a soft underbelly to America and she's starting to rise up with a sound that is surprising all of the political arena, and they're shaking their heads.
It's great that people are connected, that they're rising up. We're saying, make sure you're asking God about his view, his opinion, make sure there's an interaction between you and God in politics right now today.
Oh, and I so agree with you. And when she says make sure, I mean, we have to. There's no option here. And we need to rise up people who know how to seek God's face, to get his alignment and opinion, so we can be that voice. Because he sends to his people to pray. He puts upon us the burden to pray, so that we can lift up our voices. He receives our sound and our voices and intercession as he directs our hearts how to pray. And then he sends it back to earth as done. And we got to get this.
So I'm going to go back to my question where I was asking you a rhetorical question about, well, is Trump God's man? And so I'm going to go back to that, and I'm going to pin you down, Mr. Marks. I'm going to pin you down with a question here. And I'm going to ask one more time, does God choose the leaders of nations?
If a people are going to follow God, I believe that he does. But if a people chooses to turn from God, then he'll give to the people what they want.
So like Saul in
exactly
Kings.
Exactly like Saul.
So was that...
There's your example.
Yeah.
I was thinking of...
But scriptures say that God places and removes kings and rulers.
Yes. That's what I was thinking. So did he put Saul, did he allow Saul, was that what he wanted because of what he wanted to do with David?
Well, I think that, first of all, that God was going after a people, a nation. And whatever God has to do to cause a nation to be preserved and to be turned around, then you find that he is making decisions upon the heart of the people. So let's turn it to today. Where is America? Where's her heart? She has forgotten her first love, what she's called to do and be, how she was founded, what she was made great for. She's fallen asleep in that. This kind of activity, over where we are today in America, people are waking up to, because we're in trouble. And we are so badly out of sorts with God right now. But he's bringing her back around if she'd respond. Pray, people. Pray.
Yes. That was good. Let's pray.
Okay.
God, our country needs your involvement. We need to be a people who come to you, who intercede on behalf of millions of people. You see us as a country, you see us as individuals, you see every politician. God, I ask that you would move on behalf of individuals and this nation.
Yes,
you
yes,
know
God.
What we were called to
yes,
as
God.
On both sides. You know what our purpose is and how we fall short, and you know how to get us there. Lord, I ask that you would sovereignly intervene and help us to, first of all, be people who talk to you and people who want to know what you have to say. And second of all, that we would have a desire to have integrity
yes,
as
God.
People and a nation, to have honor and holiness
yes,
again
good.
In our country. That,
agree,
Lord,
Father.
You would somehow intervene on the path that we're on, which I think all of us would say we've got some concerning things. And, Lord, I ask for your help individually and yes, how God. To vote. God. I ask that you would let us know your perspective, that you would talk to us in ways individual to all of us, and that, Lord, we would vote, that we would turn out and vote, and that your will would
yes,
be,
Lord.
In spite of everything, your will be over the
uh-huh.
United States of America.
Yes.
Thanks, Bethany. Great prayer and a great call for our leaders to intercede on behalf of our nation and leaders. Those of us at Sought Out Radio would like to encourage you to join us in praying for America. If there was ever a time that our country was at a tipping point, it seems like that is now. So join us as we lift up our nation and our leaders who need the help of God in the work of leading our country and people in the way they should go. Switching gears, friends, it's never too late to give to Sought Out Radio, and now more than ever, we need your help. If you can believe it, coming up in July, we will be celebrating our second anniversary on the air already, and we need your help in getting us to a third year. 2 years ago, a very generous donor provided us with the means to bring our Holy Spirit message to you, but those funds have been exhausted. Now we need listeners to help. If you would like to see Sought Out Radio remain on the air, we need your help and support. Any support would be helpful, but won't you consider blessing Sought Out Radio with a gift to keep us on the air today? Your gift of any amount is so generous, and it will help keep Sought Out Radio on the air, bringing our unique message about being spiritually led to listeners everywhere in the area. Plus, it's tax deductible. To give, just go to our website, isoughtout.com, and follow the links to partnership and giving. Or if you prefer, you can drop a check in the mail to Sought Out Radio, P.O. Box 1733, Mukilteo, Washington, 98275. And let us not forget to thank you. Thank you so much for giving and listening to Sought Out Radio. Well, I'm afraid we're all out of time. For Herb and Bethany Marks, thanks again for joining us. Be sure to join us again next week right here on Sought Out Radio.
The preceding program was made possible by partners of Sought Out Radio, calling you into greatness. If you would like to sign up to become partners with Sought Out Radio, you can do that at isoughtout.com.